I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Afghanistan, the Taliban has carried out its first public execution since taking power in August of 2021. The father of a murder victim shot and killed the murderer. The Taliban recently told Afghan judges to enforce their interpretation of Sharia law throughout the country. 14 people also suffered floggings in front of a filled soccer stadium. Greg Kelly with World Mission says,
"We're really naive to think that the Taliban were going to behave any differently than they have for decades and decades. The truth of the matter is that the day after the pullout, the Taliban immediately began behaving the same way they had, persecuting of Christians, targeting Christians."
Kelly says he hears news stories of persecution every week. World Mission focuses on training leaders for the Afghan church, asks God to give these leaders wisdom and boldness to proclaim Jesus. And while the Syrian refugee crisis has been on the metaphorical back burner for several years, it hasn't gone away. As conditions deteriorate in host countries like Lebanon, efforts to send people back to Syria are on the rise. Fadi Sharaya of MENA Leadership Center says refugees in Jordan have a completely opposite experience. Last year, Jordan gave the highest amount of work permits to Syrian refugees since 2016.
I don't think that most of them are planning to go back. I've seen them putting roots in Jordan.
Opportunities may exist, but it's not always easy for refugees to find them. That's where MENA Leadership Center comes in. MLC helps local churches connect refugees and support them in their journey. Believers introduce the hope of Christ along the way. Learn where you fit in at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In this Advent season, Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.